the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Binance is one of the more interesting stories in the crypto world. It had a 70% market share pretty soon after starting in 2017. Amazing to think that this company is only about 6 or 7 years old. But the market share has dropped to a little bit below 50% in recent years, partly because of some of the regulatory problems that they've had in different jurisdictions. And we're now joined by Noah Perlman, who is Chief Compliance Officer at Binance. And we're going to just look into some of the events that have been happening in the regulatory space. Noah, first of all, welcome to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast.
Thanks, Kieran. Great to be here.
Now, you joined in 2023. You've got an interesting background. You come from law enforcement. Actually, you were a prosecutor at one point in New York, and then you were with the banking sector. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Sure. So, yeah, I started my career. I'm a lawyer by training, started as a federal prosecutor in New York, also worked at the United States Drug Enforcement Administration before doing a long stint in traditional finance, almost 14 years at Morgan Stanley in a variety of legal and compliance roles. Like many, I caught the crypto bug and worked first at an exchange, a New York-based exchange called Gemini. Your listeners may know, founded by Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss. And then a little more than 2 years ago, joined Binance as Chief Compliance Officer.
Okay, now the regulatory space in crypto is moving at quite a pace. Just tell us about that and what were some of the challenges. And Binance, because it was so dominant, of course, it was very much in the crosshairs of regulators, particularly in the US. I mean, CZ, who was the founder of Binance, he was released, I think, in June after a few months stint behind bars. And you had in Nigeria two of your executives that were arrested, also released. So there's suspicion about crypto. Tell us what you've been doing to bring regulators up to speed.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some suspicion that still remains. And when you're the biggest exchange, as we are, by volume, by users, you may have the biggest target on your back as well. So we take that in stride. And one of the things that I've been tasked with doing, along with many coworkers and colleagues at Binance, is really to continue to build and invest in a first-class compliance program. To work closely with regulators around the world. Not only are we the largest exchange by volume and users, but we actually have the most regulatory licenses as well, 20, India and Argentina being the most recent ones. And so with that, with those licenses and regulatory approvals, we continue to sort of work collaboratively with the regulators to try and dispel some of the suspicion and preconceived notions that were present in crypto. I mean, some still have it, but certainly I think we've done a good job in the industry as a whole on sort of eroding some of that mistrust that was more prevalent earlier in crypto's history.
Right. And in South Africa, you operate under a jurisdictional license under Five West. And I think you're in the process of applying for your own crypto asset service provider license.
That's correct. We want to continue to maintain the licenses we have. We think strategically about where to add new licenses. I mean, the bottom line is that we want to be compliant everywhere we operate. We believe that's best for the ecosystem, best for our users as well.
Okay, now one of the things that got South Africa into trouble was concerns about terrorist financing and anti-money laundering, and that got us grey-listed by the Financial Action Task Force. So the issue of CASP licenses or crypto asset service provider licenses is part of the remedy for that, is just cleaning up the industry, the crypto industry, so that that kind of grey financing no longer exists. Tell us of what Binance is doing, because this is something that you're facing all over the world.
Sure. So first, as a threshold matter, right, illicit finance, whether it's counterterrorism finance, anti-money laundering, I mean, these are problems that traditional finance have wrestled with for years, still wrestle with. I mean, as we're sort of recording today, the TD Bank charges are just a few weeks old. And as folks may know, I mean, charged with violating some anti-money laundering rules, fined $3 billion. So these problems are not unique to crypto. They exist in traditional finance as well. But what we're doing in crypto is ensuring that sort of the twin pillars of compliance, making sure we know who our customers are, making sure we understand their transactions, that we're building best-in-class systems on both of those fronts so that we can give regulators confidence that we are attacking the problems, again, not unique to crypto, but the certainly issues that we've had in the past with fraud, scams, money laundering, et cetera.
I guess one of the things that you've had to do, you've got to go over and above and beyond what is required by the regulators, and you do have a fairly intense, not only compliance section, but a pre-crime section, if I can put it like that. You know, people who are looking for transactions that may be suspicious. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Kieran, I think that's absolutely right. I think, you know, in a certain sense, when you have had, as an industry, some missteps in the past, you do have to go above and beyond to rebuild that trust. And the challenge is, how do you do it without alienating your users? And that's what we really struggle with. You know, in compliance system, there's a lot of noise, and how can we really get the signal? The analogy I like to give is, airline security. You know, millions and millions of people are going through the checkpoints. You're trying to find maybe the one bad actor, but yet everybody is inconvenienced by taking off their shoes, you know, emptying their water bottles, et cetera. We're trying to do these compliance procedures and rules in a way that minimizes friction to the vast majority of users who are certainly innocent. They just want to be on the platform. They want to invest. They want to save. They want to explore crypto. We want to protect them without undue friction, while at the same time maintaining all the sort of compliance rules that we're required to do so.
Now, I noticed that Binance is quite top heavy with former law enforcement people. You being one of them, you're a former prosecutor. You worked in the banking sector, but you got other people who work in your compliance section, you know, who come from the police side and the digital crime side. So talk about that. And there's obviously a reason for doing that.
Yeah, so there are a couple reasons. One is, you know, we have assembled some of the most talented and experienced men and women who have the crypto investigative background. Some of these people have been involved in bringing some of the most notorious cases. So reason one, it's great expertise for us to sort of be industry leading in that front. And then the second reason is having those folks who have experience at law enforcement agencies around the world, whether it's IRS, Criminal Investigation Division, or Interpol, they actually lend a certain amount of credibility with law enforcement around the world who are investigating cases. If you've got a law enforcement inquiry with a particular agency and they're talking to a former cop, there's a trust, there's a rapport, in addition to the expertise, that's really sort of helpful for us and for the industry as a whole.
Okay, final question. I think people would be quite interested to hear the Binance story. And it does fascinate me that it came at one point to control 70% of the total crypto market. What is your take on that? Why do you think that happened? I know it's less. I know it's dropped to below 50%. But why do you think that is?
Look, I think at the end of the day, it's about our relentless focus on users. I've been involved in a number of companies, a number of agencies over my career. I have never seen a company so focused on the user experience as Binance, in terms of whether it's building amazing products, building processes. It's always about how can we improve the experience, the education, the ease for the user. And I think that's in large part what's led to the market share. It's why we put on 50 million more users this year, and why we continue to grow.
How many users do you have worldwide now?
Right around 230 million users.
Wow, terrific. Noah Perlman, Chief Compliance Officer of Binance, thanks very much for joining us on the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast.
Kieran, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.